95.7 The Hog,
The Morning Hog Show.
It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Brew review time. Josh S.R. Perot right over there. He's sitting next to Steve. They're having some beers, woo! And you guys need to share it. Come on. No. What's up? We're in the middle of a Oktoberfest or a Hogtoberfest brew fest. And these are those first two flavors I haven't had. What's next?
You probably haven't had this one either.
It doesn't look familiar.
So Motorworks Brewing Company out of Bradenton, Orlando. Ooh,
we've had their stuff in here before. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, we picked up their distribution 6 or 7 months ago.
Okay.
So this is a first for us on their Oktoberfest.
You made a mess over there.
Have you had this yet, Josh?
I have not.
This is a first-time beer for Josh. Woo! Get it. Let's hear it for him. Yeah. Not often do we get to have a beer at the same time Josh has.
Right.
Strong smell.
All right.
Pungent.
Oh, that definitely has a
very strong smell.
A Oktoberfest aroma.
I really dig the can on this one.
I do too.
I don't know if Tim's able to see it over there with the camera or not. Yeah.
I
never realized really cool that.
Boar on the front of it.
Wow.
You know, and they have that, again, the classic checkered.
It looks both blue and white parts flag. Happy and angry. I'm not sure which. Yeah.
There you go.
That probably happens in October a lot, though.
It's a Martin Pig.
Yeah, sure. it is Martin Pig. And it's emitting a great
beer. You educated
me. Let's see what's up. Now the aroma is stacked on this thing.
Mm. Oh. See, that has a lot more of the malt flavor.
That is not all malt, but it's a lot of malt.
Wow. You know, if you're searching for hops, go with Terrapin. If you're searching for malt, go with the Motorworks.
Wow, I like this, dude.
I really enjoy that, too.
Yeah.
You know, once you start getting into those flavors, you can really taste roasted malt and stuff like that. That's killing.
You said Motorworks has not been with Perot for a long time. I would assume this is their first seasonal that they've done, right?
Yep. And then maybe next week I'll have something as well.
Oh, what? Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, what's the next holiday? Oh, Thanksgiving beer. Okay, we'll talk about that then.
No, Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, that's right. We are close to Halloween. All right. And by the way, in the middle of Halloween, I'm thinking that would be, I'm just going to put a bunch of these beers. I'm going to go as the brew review. Ooh. That's my Halloween
costume. You're going to go as the brew review?
Yeah, so save those cans. I'm just going to tape them to a shirt. I'm going to be the brew review.
One of those shirts that say, this is my costume?
Exactly. That'll be, I'm saving money, right? I got more money to buy beer.
Hey, there you go.
Whoosh. All right, you got one more. It's a bottle, though. It's a bottled beer, Josh. Be careful. You don't want to cut yourself.
Yeah, I wanted to finish with something a little bit more authentic. We have Warsteiner's Oktoberfest, so German imported. They know they've been doing it literally forever out there.
I mean, the name sounds German.
Warsteiner. We've talked about this in our pre-brew review pre-meeting, and Steve has never had a Warsteiner.
No.
Which is crazy.
This is the first timer for me.
Right?
I mean, he had been to Germany.
I lived there for six years.
I think you just don't remember having him.
He's got Lederhosen in his closet.
Well, the
Josh.
First time I was in diapers.
Oh, okay.
What?
I think the second time
is that
probably
how you say
too.
It in Germany? Wow. That's really weird. It's not a three-syllable word, but all right.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, let's see it. Let's get your first reaction to your first Warsteiner.
Okay. Seems smooth. To me, it smells a little bit less malty.
Go ahead and taste it, though.
Go ahead, Josh. Make the statement about this beer.
It's perfect.
Oh, wow.
I agree.
Oh, it's even more malty than the last.
Right. So this like I said, a little bit more traditional, a little bit more authentic.
Right.
Just because that malt flavor is just right there, right up front.
Has like a warm taste.
Exactly.
Very warm.
Yeah, it doesn't have any of those like winter spices or anything like that.
No.
But it kind of gives you, it reminds you of fall just because of the flavor.
And
that's the only way I can really describe it.
You know what's really weird that I just got? It might be just because I had some gum right before you showed up. But this is so smooth, and on the back end, I was like, is that corn?
I love corn.
Not the band, but I felt like it was a nice ear of maize that I had during the October and November months. That's a great beer, though. And what's the ABV on that?
So 5.9. These are below 6%.
Yeah,
so these are all doable to get a few down and still have a great time.
Mm.
We are doing a Oktoberfest event.
Oh,
on
here we
Beach
go.
Street.
Here we go. Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Beach Street.
Beers, over there by McKay's.
Right. It's dry now. Everything's dry over there.
I hope so. Cool. I haven't been there yet.
It's gonna be dry. We'll get some towels. It'll be fine.
So that should be October 22nd, I believe. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
You'll have to go into Google and search for it.
Sure.
I'm not sure the website right this second.
Right.
But, so look forward to that. And we'll have some killer stuff out there.
There'll probably be a sign up there at McKay's or whatever. Swing by
absolutely.
And just ask them about that. Yep. That's going to be great. So we'll be like a big street party again. We'll have many of these tasty SR Perot beers.
Yeah, Hofbräu Warsteiner is sponsoring the event, so we'll have a lot of the, you know, the authentic German stuff out there, and some food and fun and Stein hoisting contest.
Stein hoisting again?
Yep.
Boy, I tell you what, judging that last year was brutal. There was a lot of controversy. We talked about it a little bit here. Steve,
yes? See, that's why you have to have your rules established ahead of time.
Especially with Stein hoisting. People start holding
be
it all weird.
Specific.
Which, no, you have to. Arm straight out and hold it by the handle.
Yeah, where's that elbow?
That's it.
Yep.
I think no exception.
What I was thinking is maybe we tape everybody's elbows up this year. Okay. Whoever wants to participate, we'll just wrap their elbows in duct tape so they can't even bend it.
How about you just put like a cast on your arm? Maybe then they can't bend it.
Some plaster? I mean, take a little long. You got to let it set.
Well, it's okay.
Either that or Flex Seal. Right, we'll figure it out. We got time, right?
Sounds expensive.
So that'll be a beautiful Saturday in Daytona Beach.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it. God, I love it. And you'll have time to put your Halloween costume. Maybe that's a great place to come up with a Halloween costume out there at the
I was thinking about being Steve this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Steve, you going to go as Steve? Well, I mean, you guys could just trade beer colors.
I might just go as Josh.
Yeah. We just have to trade hats.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I might have to slim down.
Give me some of your hair, though, bro.
I'm looking at you both right now. I really don't know who's who. I'm not sure which one of you is which.
Borrow your mop,
to be honest. I'm a little freaked out right now. All right. SRPROD.com/beerfinder. Let's enjoy the beers and cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.